After Woodstock, we got back to our little, oh, what was it, 12 acres in Llano, New Mexico, and suddenly all these hippies from all over the free world had read about us and put all their worldly stuff on their cars and came to New Mexico to live with us forever. The place looked like a DP camp with a view. I couldn't believe it. And we also had a call almost immediately to go to Texas. They were having a rock concert in Texas, and they were also having a rodeo at the same time. This is the Texas Pop Festival, and people were camped out at Lake Dallas. Cowboys were cruising through the hippie camping area with ropes with whale hooks attached to them, trying to snag freaks in sleeping bags. That's how it was. So we got on a bus that wasn't even ours, two buses, and drove to Texas. And I remember, God, it was like Palm Sunday or something. There was this incredible light that just went between Woodstock and Altamont. There was this blinding light, and we were driving in the buses through it, and we'd drive through these little towns, and people would cheer and wave Time magazine editorials that said how beautiful we all were. And it was just a moment of incredible peace and wonder that existed there. And I'm sure, you know, it'll come again in other ways, but there it was, and we were just, wow, is it going to be like this forever? We didn't know, you know, I mean, just one breath at a time, and we're cruising into Texas. The concert was like 6 miles away in a speedway, and you had to have a ticket for that. And it was an incredible, incredible show. I remember standing in the sound booth with my friend Chipmunk, who is road manager for the Rolling Stones for many years, invented concert lighting, and we're there, and Janis Joplin is on stage singing her ass off, and this hippie comes up with a case of Ready Whip. He said, I heard about at Woodstock you wanted cream pies, but this is as best as I could do. Can you use this? And me and Chip look at each other. We say, yeah, we could use that. So you understand, if you don't jiggle the can too much and push so gently, you get the nitrous oxide, okay? So I'm going for the gas, and Janis hits a note that's like all the subways in the world gargling. And my finger slipped, and I blasted 5 pounds of whipped cream into my cerebral cortex. It's coming out my nose as the promoters are bringing international reporters to visit the clown. Yes, here he is, the voice of Woodstock. Okay. I go back to the free stage. And not yet. Oh, so I go to sleep, right, I go to sleep. And 3 a.m, the mayor and the police chief wake me up. They said, the Job daughters have gone nuts. They can't handle the skinny dipping. They're gonna call the National Guard. Now you people showed the world at Woodstock that you could police yourselves. And you could just feel it coming, honey, thick and disgusting. I said, well, we could try, but how about a truckload of watermelon for the free kitchen, and you got to let me use your boat? Because, I mean, I just imagine all these skinny dippers being skewered by the National Guard floundering on the beach, you know. So I figured we'd take a shot, okay? So the police chief reaches in his pocket begrudgingly and gives me the key to his outboard motorboat. So you know that they are really panicked, okay? So I throw them to Peter White Rabbit, who is an old salt, who grabs this cop hat, a white plastic cop hat, and then we have one of those suckers with a red light on the top of it, on the cop hat, and I've got on a Mae West and a Tom Mix hat, and we hit the surf, and we start, I see the first naked person, I jump in the water, ahoy, Nudo! The guy, what? Well, the Job starters have freaked out. If you want to stay high, you got to put your pants on. Can you dig it? Well, I guess so. Well, go tell him over there and tell him to tell somebody else. And we're going along. Ahoy, Nudo! Ahoy, Nudo! Until finally, oh, God, my throat is like a raw hamburger, and the sun is setting a lazy peach. But I am so smug, I says to Peter. Well, Peter, there's not a bare ass in sight. It looks like we've done it. That moment, here come a naked water skier with a heart on. I'm not kidding. Follow that son of a bitch. Around the lake, around the lake, around the lake, till we run out of gas and laughed and laughed and laughed. And it was then that I staggered to the free stage. The free stage is a sea of about 200 Kunga drummers, 7 feet tall with filed teeth. Somebody is on the microphone going, fuh. And I don't know what possessed me. Like a mad moth, I grabbed a live mic and I laid down on the floor. This is Wavy Gravy on the floor. Do not dance on the wavy gravy. And these dudes figure, shit, he's had a seizure, man. They start dancing around me, you know. And Ken Babbs, the prankster, he grabs another. He says, mumbly wumbly on mic number two. Come in, wavy gravy on the floor. Well, this is wavy gravy on the floor. I looked out and I saw this clown from the rodeo being sold a joint for $6 by this long hair. I said, I just see the clown from the rodeo, a swell clown being sold a joint for $6 by this long hair. Could we have all the dope on the stage, please? And they pick it up. All the dope on the stage, all the dope on the stage. And the drums begin to go, all the dope on the stage. And after a while, I looked down, there's a whole pile of dope there. I said, well, if six people say you roll shit good, come on up and roll. Otherwise, stay put and we'll get to you. And this huge pile of dope. Dude stripped. Rolling dope, one-handed, tossing it out to the audience. This big cloud of smoke goes up over Texas, you understand. And right in there, there comes this voice over the PA, says, B.B. King is here with his bus, and he's going to play for free. Could we clear the stage, please? And I started to get up. First, I looked around. There's nobody there but me. And I get up. And I get about like, ooh, it was just before my last operation. I feel this hand on my shoulder. I look up, and there is B.B. King. He looks down, he says, you Wavy Gravy? I said, yes, sir. He said, well, Wavy Gravy, we can work around you. And he leans me up against his amplifier, okay? He pulls out his guitar named Lucille, and from out of the wings comes Johnny Winter, and it's black, and it's white, and it's blue. Celestial Jelly, some of the Lord's own jam. And it was everybody's reward for picking up the trash and putting on their pants, and a tiny tip of Texas went to heaven, yeah.